This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Judge Samuel Alito, President Bush's pick to succeed Justice O'Connor on the Supreme Court, will leave no one guessing about his judicial philosophy. He's a jurist with a clear conservative record. But who is he really, and what is his temperament like? Clark Lombardi teaches at the University of Washington Law School. He clerked for Judge Alito on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit, and he joins me now. How well is a law clerk able to get to know a judge on a court like that?
I think it depends on the judge. I mean, it's a very close relationship, or can be. You have to work very closely with a judge, and when you have a judge who's a pleasant and outgoing and congenial person, then you can grow to know them quite well indeed.
And how long were you his clerk?
For 1 year.
Now, as you go about your day there on the campus of the University of Washington Law School, people who know of your connection with this man will be saying, what's he like? Tell me stories about him.
I suspect they will. And really all I can tell them in terms of what he's like is he's really a gentleman. I mean, he's a thoughtful person, and he takes his job very seriously, and he was a wonderful mentor. I mean, he really wants people to understand what it is that judges do and how hard their job is, and to be very careful and to be seen being very careful about the approach he takes.
When you were clerking for him, did he invite your views and your contributions into the discussion about the cases that were in front of him?
Well, every judge handles their clerks very differently. I mean, you get appellate judges will get either three or four clerks. It's their choice. And he chose four clerks. Some use them largely as research assistants, I understand, are not particularly concerned with their views. Some judges are very interested in the views. We had robust discussion. As I said, it was a very open and respectful environment, and I think the judge wanted to hear all sides as he weighed particularly the more difficult cases.
You know, Judge Alito this morning referred to his father, who had come to this country as an immigrant, and he talks a lot about his devotion to his family. How did you see that at play in his work there?
It permeates his life. I mean, in a couple of ways. I mean, one is that he was coaching Little League when we were there, so he had a really grueling schedule. He'd come in, and he was always working late, but then he'd have to get out in time to make it to Little League practice. And there he would be sort of walking out in his uniform, and then he'd come back, come back to work. So you could tell that was an enormously important part of his life, and we got to know his wife, and his kids are wonderful. He also was enormously sensitive to those of us who had families ourselves. And frankly, I think it shows up in some of his opinions. He actually cares about the people who are before him, and he understands that they play many roles, both citizens and family members, parents and spouses.
What do you mean, the people who come before him?
Well, he understands that there's a human side to cases. One often worries about the prospect of there being a judge who's so ideologically driven that they only see things in ideals. People are simply pawns in some larger ideological game. And I don't think that was ever, and that's been said, but that is not something that I think, if you read his opinions or if you know him personally, could really take seriously. I mean, he is a person who's very well aware of who's before him and what's really at stake at a personal level for the people. And I think that should be very comforting.
Clark Lombardi is an assistant professor of law at the University of Washington Law School in Seattle. He clerked for Judge Alito on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit in 1999 and 2000, and joined us from the studios of NPR member station KULW in Seattle. Thank you, sir.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
And you can hear and read more reaction to Alito's nomination and see some of the circuit court judges' career highlights. Go to the website, npr.org.